Proclamation number 5975 of 14th of June, 1954. Gift of Distinction of Spirits. You should request the gift of distinction, and if you ask me for help, your judgment will not be in error, for the voice of your heart will tell you what is right and what is wrong if you are still in doubt as to whose spirit is making itself known to you. It is truly far better to approach me myself for clarity of thought than to accept something as truth as long as you cannot inwardly recognize it as truth with full conviction. For as soon as you seriously search for the truth, the will of resistance in you is also my permission through which you should be encouraged to first consult me myself so that I can then also instruct you in accordance with the truth. And trust that I will instruct you mentally if you cannot hear my direct address. Trust in the Father's love who will truly not leave you in the dark and who also declares his will to you, which is your task in earthly life to fulfill. Therefore, when my commandments of love for me and your neighbor are pointed out to you, you will also know that the fulfillment of these commandments is the first and most important thing, and if you comply with my will, then my word will still tell you many things which can only be understood when love is practiced first. You can learn the scriptures by heart and strain your intellect excessively. You will not benefit from it if you don't live in love. But if you can hear my voice as a result of a life of love, then my spirit will instruct you, and indeed, it will always give you what you need. It will also give you knowledge about things which are regarded as objects of dispute because only the intellect would judge, which does not grasp the truth as long as my spirit's working is denied. Things which confuse the mind and contributed to the emergence of many divisions and schools of thought. And I had to allow such confusion in order to cause the serious seekers to arrive at the truth by a different path than the usual one. For every person shall seek the truth within himself after he has made contact with the giver of truth. How easy it is for you to fulfill my demand, and what a high aim you can reach. But only he who shapes himself into love can inherit the kingdom of heaven. Even during my life on earth I only taught love, and I did not bring people a new commandment. For with the fulfillment of this commandment of love all other commandments are invalid. But without love the human being can speak and act whatever he wants. It does not increase the degree of maturity of his soul in the slightest, because it always remains only a dead ceremony or an empty word if it does not become alive through love. Mankind always paid more attention to the external and also wanted to relate my words to externalities which, after all, only had deepest spiritual meaning, and countless people stumble over stones they put in their own way. I truly guide my children correctly, and my children are all those who devote themselves to me as their father and strive to fulfill my will. Whatever a person does in the belief that it is my will also be credited to him as the fulfillment of my will. But if he seriously wants to know the truth, he need only ask me for it and faithfully expect my answer. There need not be any error on earth for the believers if only everyone earnestly desired the truth. But anyone who believes that he possesses it and does not want to change his views can very easily enter the spiritual kingdom with erroneous spiritual knowledge, but he first has to attain the truth in order to be unreservedly blissfully happy, because this bliss depends on the spreading of the truth, which I already send to every person on earth if he sincerely desires it. But I will never let a person go astray who lives according to his inner conviction, provided that he is mentally united with me through love. What could I possibly reproach him with if he wants to live in my will and also believes to recognize it? In contrast, I do not judge actions which lack this conviction, and I reject everything that is merely done externally, because I have never demanded or ordered such externalities. And again I emphasize that all my words are to be understood spiritually, that they are only ever intended to affect and promote the human being's inner life, that the human being can therefore accomplish a complete change of nature and bring his soul to highest maturity only through his inner life. For even every good work is only good and to be regarded as the fulfillment of my commandment of love when true love impels the human being to do it. And love is not external but an emotion of the heart which need not be apparent to anyone. But this love achieves everything: brightness of spirit, truthful thinking, right feeling, for that which brings the earthly child closer to the Father. And thus also the recognition of my will. For such an earthly child is in direct contact with its father, it accepts his instructions and willingly carries them out, it does not go its own way but allows itself to be guided by me and does not want to go against me and need not fear misunderstanding something and having to answer for it. It belongs to me because it wants to belong to me. And what belongs to me I hold, and it will no longer go astray forever because it is light in its soul. Because I myself am present in it as light of love. Amen.